Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl Madison Lane here, coming at you live with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help us navigate this crazy beautiful journey called life. Today's topic, the power of a growth mindset and learning from failure, because let's face it, we all mess up sometimes. But what separates those who rise above the stumbles from those who stay stuck in the pit of I can't? You guessed it. A little something called the growth mindset. Ever feel like you're hitting a wall? Like no matter how hard you try, some things just seem out of reach. Well, that's where this comes in. A growth mindset is all about believing that your abilities and intelligence aren't set in stone. It's the unshakable belief that you can always learn, grow, and become better even when things get tough. Think of it like this. Imagine your brain as a muscle. If you keep pushing it, challenging it with new things, it gets stronger. But if you keep telling yourself, I'm not good at this, or it's just not in my genes, that's like letting your mental muscle atrophy. You become limited by your own self-doubt. So how do we cultivate this powerful growth mindset? First, ditch the fixed mindset. That voice inside telling you you're not smart enough or never gonna be good at this. Silence it. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, I'm capable of learning anything I set my mind to, or this is a challenge I can overcome. Second, embrace the power of yet. When you hit a roadblock, instead of saying, I can't do this, say, I can't do this yet. That little word yet packs a punch. It signals that it's not a permanent state. You have the potential to change things with effort and persistence. Third, view failure as a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Seriously, every successful person out there has faced their fair share of setbacks. Think about Thomas Edison. He didn't invent a light bulb on his first try. It took him thousands of attempts. But instead of giving up, he learned from each failure and kept experimenting until he finally cracked it. And remember, learning is a continuous process. Be curious, ask questions, seek out new experiences, and never stop pushing yourself to grow. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You working on a project at work, pouring your heart and soul into it. But then, disaster strikes, a crucial part falls through, deadlines loom, and you start feeling the pressure. Sound familiar? Now, here's where that growth mindset kicks in. Instead of panicking and letting the negativity spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that setbacks are inevitable, and focus on finding solutions. You brainstorm with your team, analyze what went wrong, and come up with a new plan of action. You might not love the detour, but you see it as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and become even more resilient. And guess what? This experience, even though it was initially challenging, ultimately makes you stronger, smarter, and better equipped for future success. So remember, my amazing friends, a growth mindset isn't about being perfect or avoiding failure altogether. It's about embracing the journey of learning, evolving, and becoming the best version of yourself. Keep that chin up, keep pushing those boundaries, and never underestimate your ability to grow. Now tell me what you think. Share your biggest takeaways from this episode and let me know how you plan to cultivate a growth mindset in your own life. Use #TheStoicWay on social media. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.